Amicus curiae is Latin for friend of the court. Webster's dictionary defines it as a professional person or organization that is not a party to a particular litigation, but is permitted by the court to advise it in respect to some matter of law that directly affects the case in question. The case in question here is the appeal of an injunction of a portion of State Amendment 71, better known as Raise the Bar. Colorado voters passed the amendment in 2016, which changes the state constitution, requiring ballot initiative petitioners to gather signatures from across all of the state's 35 Senate districts. It also requires any constitutional amendments to pass with 55% of the vote. Last February, U.S. District Court Judge William J. Martinez ruled that the distribution requirement for signatures is unconstitutional and violates the principle of one person, one vote. Martinez agreed with plaintiffs who argued that since some districts had fewer registered voters than others, Amendment 71 gave more power to voters in smaller districts than to those in districts with more registered voters. He overturned the geographic requirement in March. Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams has appealed the ruling, and the case is now before the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. This is where the amicus brief comes into play. Ralph Ogden, attorney for the plaintiffs in the Amendment 71 case, explains.
Typically, they will have seen the party's brief, and they will not duplicate anything in the party's brief, and will try to give the court a slightly different perspective on the case than the party did in their brief.
An amicus brief cannot raise issues in the case that have not already been raised. Ogden adds that it's hard to determine how much influence an amicus brief has.
Typically, amicus briefs just give the court a little different view of the case. I think they rarely influence the court in making a decision. Occasionally, you'll see an amicus or a court will talk about something that the amicus said, but it doesn't really influence the decision.
The Garfield County Commissioners were invited by the Associated Governments of Northwest Colorado to sign on to the amicus brief that supports the defendant, Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams. Commissioner Mike Sampson introduced the idea at last week's meeting.
I think all of us are in agreement that is a good idea, especially for rural Colorado. And it would preclude the idea of people getting things on the amendment by getting just the amount of signatures from one or two large metropolitan areas. I think it's an excellent idea, and I think we should support it.
Grand Junction attorney Jeff Hurd is helping gather signatories to support the defendant. He told KDNK that the prior system of collecting signatures for initiatives excluded most people in rural Colorado from participating in the initiative process, and that the state constitution should be read to expand participation. Ralph Ogden supports the right of local governments to sign on to an amicus brief, but says Amendment 71 makes collecting signatures too expensive for anyone but those with deep pockets.
There are opinions, decisions by the Colorado Supreme Court, which state in no uncertain terms that the right of initiative is one of the core principles of our democracy and one of the pillars of our Republican form of government in Colorado. And Amendment 71, by making it so difficult and so expensive to get an initiative on the ballot, I think cuts away at that.
Ogden expects to see several amicus briefs filed in the Amendment 71 case, including by Common Cause, a government watchdog group based in Denver. In April, former Colorado Governors Bill Owens and Bill Ritter filed a brief supporting the state. Attorney Jeff Hurd said that the Grand Junction Chamber of Commerce, Club 20, Mesa County, and the towns of Fruta and Palisade have so far added their support to the same brief as Garfield County. Judges should be assigned to the appeals case later this summer. Amendment 71 remains in effect until the case is resolved. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.